This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-Hilm, gentleness, forbearance. Subhanallah. One of the great descriptions of Ibrahim alayhi salam is that he was Halim. And Allah says this in Surah Hud and in other places in the Quran. Surah Hud in verse number 75, Allah describes Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inna Ibrahima lahalimun awwahum munib. That Ibrahim alayhi salam was forbearing. He was gentle-hearted, tender in his behavior. And he was one who always returned back to his Lord from any error, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a heart like the heart of Ibrahim. Waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin. Allah, he would make dua, O Allah, make for me a high mention in the nations that come after me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, who we remember him immortalized in our tazkiyah, in a salah al-Ibrahimiyyah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim. Why this emphasis on Ibrahim? It is for this reason of gentleness. It is for this reason of being one who cared even for those who were aggressors against him. Can you imagine, my dear brother, that Ibrahim alayhi salam has been given the death sentence and it's been carried out on him, and Allah saved him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved him as a miraculous sign for all those around him. And as Ibrahim exits that fire that they threw him in to consume him, to put an end to him, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Oh my Lord, forgive my father. He was truly misguided. And Ibrahim continues to make dua for the one who wanted his murder, wanted his end, who led his people astray from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He maintained a level of hilm and forbearance. When the angels, the three of them, Israfil and Mikael and Jibril, came to destroy the people of Lut for their sexual deviancy and immorality, Ibrahim alayhi salam greeted them on their way to Lut alayhi salam and his people, and he says, Inna fiha Luta, O angels, Lut is in that city. Allow me to go. Allow me to have a chance to speak to those people. Give these people, these human beings, another chance, even though they have transgressed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels responded, this is the order of Allah, and there is no respite to be given. Ibrahim was the one who always advocated for those who had done sin, that he asked just one more chance, one more time. Let me have one more opportunity to call them to the truth. And therefore, I say to you, in your home, ya akhi, in your home, my dear sister, with your husband, with your wife, with your children, with your workmates, with your community, with your masjid, with your parents, with your children, be of those who have a gentleness in their approach. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one whose approach had hilm. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, never is hilm, never is forbearance and tenderness added into something illa zana, except it will make the situation better than if that gentleness was there. No argument will you have with your wife that you are gentle in your words, soft-spoken in your approach, careful with the type of words you choose, except that that argument's resolution will be easier and quicker approach than if you were hard and harsh and quick-tongued and sharp with your words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to purify our existence from hostility and immorality, and to increase in it mercifulness, tenderness, and forbearance and al-hilm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who follow the footsteps of the hilm of Ibrahim alayhi salam.